Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? It's another episode of the Patriot Nation.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Got a very big show tonight, got a very big show, so check this out. One thing.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
Right, folks. Dave Bray USA, DaveBrayUSA.com. Got some new stuff getting ready to come out here real soon. And you can catch Survivor now at DaveBrayUSA.com. All proceeds are going to the surviving family members of those who were killed in the line of duty. That's survivors. That's DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Get you a copy today. It's kicking. It's rocking. It's rolling. And buy Survivor. Support the survivors. Servicemen and women killed in the line of duty. It's a very good thing. And check this out, and we're going to bring our guest in here in just a second, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, everybody, Tamisha Pruitt here with my boys again.
TJ.
And we just want to encourage you to wake up with your mindset on Jesus and to seek the Lord early through prayer and through His Word. So we pray you be encouraged. All right?
Yes.
All right.
Don't you know that I woke up this morning with my mind?
Tamisha Pruitt, heard Saturday nights with Late Night Worship, coming out of Texas. I believe his show is 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, if I remember correct. Tamisha Pruitt on Facebook, Tamisha Pruitt Ray, Late Night Worship with Tamisha Pruitt. She's got a record out too. I forget the name of it right now, but you can get it on her site, connected right there on her Facebook page, Tamisha Pruitt. She's doing good stuff. I could see there in the queue is also our good friend Will Kent. He's in the queue. We'll bring you in a minute. I got to bring in my feature guest first, Will. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, and I hope now he's also got his mind set on Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. His mind set on Jesus. He's one of my good Christian friends, great American patriot, writer, columnist, and Trump supporter, Gary Binford from Nation Savers 2020. Welcome to the show, Gary. How's that? That was a fun intro, huh?
That was a great intro, and thank you very, 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 very much, Mark. And the only reason I'm on your show is because my mind is set on Jesus, because prior to 1997, before I got saved, I was a Democrat. My mind was just set on doing my own thing. I was in the music business, and I didn't know anything. I didn't know the issues. I didn't care anything about politics whatsoever. I couldn't have cared less. And I just went and did my own thing, and I was just trying to make money and be in the music business and, you know, earn a living and have a good time and travel around and do a lot of partying. And once I got saved in 1997, and my mind, 1997, and my mind got on Jesus, everything turned around. I started to see things through God's point of view, and that's why I am where I am right now. Nation Savers 2020, trying to, just like you, stop this country from a communist coup.
Amen. I was just watching the rally over in Kentucky. It's pretty – the crowd's fired up once again. I can't see anything other than a massive landslide. And the casualties of the landslide will be the do-nothing Democrats.
Mark, it should be a landslide. The only thing that we have to do as Americans, and everybody within the sound of my voice, please – learn the lesson from 2016. I know for a fact, because I heard you, Mark Hoffman was jumping up and down on his soapbox. I was jumping up on my soapbox saying we can't lose the House. If we lose the House, we're going to have major problems with this presidency, and we lost the House. We cannot lose the presidency. They are going to mobilize and get their people out to vote on the radical left. Even if they don't, we can't take anything for granted, because they are playing like they've never played before. Do not trust the ballot boxes. I remember, Mark, some of the great football and basketball coaches always used to say, when you go into a hostile environment where the fans are against you, where the other team is against you, and the refs may be against you, or even in a boxing match, you got to knock them out, beat them so badly they can't steal it from you. So we have to make sure they don't steal this election through the media, through the deep state, through the swamp, through the Republican establishment, through the disingenuous mainstream media, through the obstructionist Democrats, and all other swamp creatures. We just have to get out and vote. Get edified, get up into it, get, like James Brown used to say, get into it, get involved. Get on up, get into it, get involved. Go and make sure people know the issues. And if you can just get one person, flip one vote. If everybody gets one liberal to either vote the other way or stay home, it won't be a landslide. It'll be a tsunami.
In the words of James Brown, get on.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, man, I used to just jam out to the James Brown for hours on end.
Well, that was my guy. And by the way, he was a capitalist.
He capitalized on a good career, man.
But he was a capitalist. James Brown spent awesome. Many years. He went both ways. He supported Democrats. He supported Republicans. But what he was about was empowering people to get a job, and make an impact. Get a job and help the people in your community. Get a job and help yourself. He was a hard-working dude. He was not about entitlements and sitting and doing nothing and letting the government take care of you. He was about getting out, and that's what he always used to tell people. Get an education, get a job, and create your own destiny. See, and that's what we need to hear more of today.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the millennial generation, all they want to do is cause trouble and get free stuff. They're not really concerned about defending our borders, defending our nation, defending our people, and defending our land. They just seem like, I want free stuff, and the only ones that are giving it to me are the socialist Democrats with $52 trillion health care plans and $94 trillion new Green Deals. And we're bringing in like $4.5 trillion a year, and so they think that if for 10 years, they're going to cover $52 trillion and not have to raise taxes on the middle class. Elizabeth Warren, folks, if you vote for Elizabeth Warren, you're working for nothing, you know. And I see all this here in the Sunshine State, Gary. They're pushing now here for the $15 minimum wage. But I've been following the debate a little bit, and people here are smarter than. I know you see the crazy news coming out of Florida. People are taking bath salts and then eating people's faces, and weird stuff happens here in Florida. But
I'll come in and I'll take the tag, like in a tag team wrestling match. You just tag me, I'll take the tag and jump on the two things that you just said. First, we'll start with the minimum wage. People, you have to understand something. Do not buy the lies of the left. Do not buy their explanations of why things are the way they're supposed to be. Every time you see somebody from the left on a TV show trying to explain why the minimum wage should be $15 an hour, they always talk about nobody can make a living on that and earn a living and support their family. We know that. That's not what the minimum wage is for. The minimum wage is for entry-level positions. The minimum wage is for people who are just coming into the workplace. It is to be your starting point, not your ending point. What they don't want you to know is what you see every place where they have a minimum wage, a wage where they set it like 15, 16, whatever they want to set it at. Look at what happens. What happens is the profit margin of the employers come down, because they're hiring based on what they can afford. They're bringing in people based on somebody looking to start an entry-level job. When they have to pay people too much, what do they end up doing? They end up either raising the price of their product or normally cutting back their workload. So people will now, instead of maybe a company having a small business having 20 employees, now they go down to 13, so now you have 7 people out of business, and this is what happens. It can't be supported. Here's the thing about the millennials. Here's the thing about the millennials and people. This is why this is very, very dangerous. If you're looking at these millennials and the people that they're calling snowflakes and the people that are running, not only according to the polls, which I don't believe, but even still, 70% socialists and 30% think communism is cool, that these people are more into people like Che Guevara, more into people like Mao, and more into what's going on with some of these dictators than they were the founding fathers of the United States, some of our presidents, and some of the great Americans and great patriots of this country. Here is the scary part, and this is why we have to beat this back. We have to get involved and fight this with every fervor of our being. This couldn't have happened 25 or 30 years ago. This couldn't have happened, Mark, when we were growing up, because we would have heard this, and it wouldn't have made sense to us. But the Bible talks about itching ears, and it talks about that the itching ears of people who want to hear something, there will always be on the evil side of things somebody that'll come along and scratch that itch for them. And the problem we have now, the millennials want to hear this. They know their parents weren't raised in socialism 30 years ago. They understand that what they're learning, and what the Constitution about and what the country was about, and how they've twisted, you know, twisted the Constitution, twisted the founding of this country, how they're trying to say it because the slave owners were the founding fathers were slave owners, that makes what they wrote, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, that's illegitimate. So let's rip the Constitution up and start all over with social justice, wealth equality, and all these things that they want, and free stuff. See, they want to bring in socialism, and these kids are buying it. They didn't buy it 30 years ago. They have the itching ears. This is a generation that wants this. They want to hear this. Just like our generation, and Mark, you know where I'm getting ready to go. Our generation was into that sex, drug, and rock and roll thing that didn't take root in the 40s and 50s. It powed us, hit us, at least me and other people in my generation in the 60s, and we bought into it. Our ears itch for that. Unfortunately, these kids' ears are itching for socialism, so we have to fight this back. Do not send your kids to these colleges that are teaching them to become good little Maoists. You're paying up to $40,000 a year to come up with children that want to overthrow the government. And the key is, they know Rush Limbaugh's out there. They know Sean Hannity's out there. They know Mark Hoffman's out there. They know there's another side. They know there's other history books. They don't want to hear it. That's the problem. This is the generation of rebellion.
Yes. We come from a generation of rebellion, too, but our generation was like, peace, man, you know.
There you go. Peace, drugs, and everything. And that, right. And that led to a whole bunch of problems.
Let's be friendly and let's care for each other. You know, all right, so maybe it got a little out of hand. And I think maybe the complacency of the 60s, 70s, and 80s has maybe made us stumble into this mess we're into today.
Because we were all taught
this, and I hear it all the time. Don't talk religion and politics. Oh, my God, it's horrible. You can't talk about that for 50 years. They shot Kennedy. They started spewing, don't talk politics and religion with your friends. Oh, my God, it's taboo. You can't talk about it. So for 20 years, we did sex, drugs, and rock and roll, 30 years. And we went into like a little shell thinking that everything's going to be just hunky-dory. Surprise, here we are. And now we're feeling the consequences of closing our eyes and opening our minds to rock and roll and the psychedelia of the 60s and the 70s and the Grateful Dead. And we closed our eyes and our minds for too long. And now we wake up and it's like, oh, my God, what's going on here? They're trying to overthrow the government. What? Holy moly, what the heck's going on? The new Green Deal, $90-something trillion, no cows, no cars, no airplanes, not a single luxury. While they're flying around in luxury planes and SUVs and burning up gas like it's going out of style.
It all is a part of a plan. Let's go back to our generation. See, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll of our generation paved the way for abortion. Because what happened is once free sex came in and people started having sex without consequence, because before, if a baby came, there was going to be a wedding or a shotgun somewhere, okay? Remember, so back in the day, if a woman got pregnant, she's going to be your wife or daddy's coming with the double barrel looking for you, right? Once
shotgun,
the sex, drug, and rock and roll over, right, then it exploded into a sexual revolution, a sexual freedom. And now you have all these women getting pregnant, so what are you going to do? It paved the way for Roe versus Wade in 1973. That set that up. Look at where we are now. No longer in the first trimester, the second trimester, do they want to murder their babies. Now they're even talking, the Democratic Party, they're talking infanticide. See, so it's moved completely on. You talk about the Green Puke Deal. The Green New Deal. Okay, and I call it puke for a reason. Okay, but what paid off?
cause we get around.
You're on it. You're on it tonight. You got all the props going. See that Green New Deal, the Green Puke Deal, because that's what it is. That deal was paved by the schools stopping the talk of creation, because once creation was taken out of the schools, and kids were no longer taught that God created the heaven and the earth, and everything was created according to its kind, and that's how we got here. Once it became all about evolution, now you go 50 years later, and now the natural progression, if we are here by accident and there's no supreme person that's controlling the world, then it is our planet, and then it is contingent on us to try and save it. See, but the interesting thing about this garbage, anybody that thinks that they can take a Marxist environmental movement and create a movement which is just strictly to usher in Marxism and socialism, because what it does, it gives government firm control, because if they can control the environment, they can tell you what to eat, they can tell you what your temperature's got to be, what to drive. That's why you're seeing they want to take away planes, they want to take away cows because they fart too much, whatever. You know, it'll get to crazy levels. But the point is, anybody that thinks they can have an environmental movement and leave God out when it's his planet, they have no chance of any success. But because God's been taken out of the schools, out of the workplace, and out of government, the people that are running things aren't even thinking along those lines. So, yes, everything that we're going through now is all coming from the chickens coming home to roost of allowing this Marxist plan to fester and just grow and pick up momentum for 50 years, and Donald Trump stopped it. His election stopped it. After 8 years of Barack Obama, they had their radical judges in place. They had everything in place. They had globalism in place. They had given a lot of our control over to the United Nations. Everything was in place for Hillary Clinton or the next Democrat to come in and move us into full-blown socialism, and Donald Trump's election stopped it. He's reversing that curse. He's taking out those judges, putting in his judges. He took us out of the TPP. He's pulling us out of globalism and putting us back into where we belong, into American exceptionalism. And the left, after all this time and being so close to achieving Karl Marx's goal, are now going totally ballistic, because they realize he stopped them and he won't back down. They can't beat him. They can't defeat him. All of their phony hoaxes aren't working, and you can see they're becoming more delusional and unhinged by the day.
I'm going to send this one out to those fine folks.
You got it. Mark, I have to say this, because, we're talking about serious issues, but I have to talk about a serious personal issue. I want to personally thank you. You weren't the very first person, but you're the second person. The second person to give me a chance to come on the radio. You've supported my cause going all the way back to Nation Savers 2016. You've always given me a voice. You've always given me a platform. And the radio show I do every Friday night now, I do partially because of you, because you were the person who, when you came up here and we got together out in Bayshore when your dad was sick, when we sat there, you're the one that told me about Rachel Okaye. And I called her. I didn't call her. You told me, that she was a conservative person and she had a voice. I befriended her. She befriended me, looked at my page, put me on her show. And then 2 months later, she offered me a permanent spot on her new radio show, which I've been doing since July. So I want to, once again, thank you very, very much, because there's a lot of people who helped get my start And now Nation Savers is 2020, and you're a big part of it even reaching this far, because it's because of people like you that gave somebody that was just starting out trying to do whatever he could to try and affect, you know, this country for time and eternity. You gave me an opportunity, and I'll be forever grateful.
Well, I'm grateful, and I'm thankful that you came on my show. And you've opened my eyes. You're a highly intelligent person, and I'm glad and proud to know you, and very happy to have actually met you face-to-face and have been able to shake your hand and look you in the eye and tell you what a great man and patriot that you truly are. You're an inspiration.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad you said that for this reason. It's not about me, but as you know, I was working in an office and got laid off in 2016, and then decided, prayed about it, and as you know, I knew a producer who had put out two great DVDs about communism and the socialist takeover of the United States. And I decided to help him. Curtis Bowers, the films, Agenda, Grinding America Down, and Agenda 2, Masters of Deceit, two great films on DVD. I decided to help him, and that's where Nation Savers 2016 was birthed. I had no inclination to get involved with anything political. And I was just trying to help him support his DVDs, which I knew were great. And what ended up happening is, you know, I'm a writer, as you know, by trade. I wrote sports for the Daily News and Newsday here on Long Island. And I've been in the music business managing I got to admit, he's a great, great jazz flautist, Dwayne Kerr, the funky flute man on D-Man's Records. So I knew how to create a brand, and I knew how to promote and market. And then next thing, I just started putting my stuff out, too. And next thing I know, people are calling me and asking me to go on the radio, and I was getting a lot of Facebook friends, and then I was getting people from Fox News and all these other stations, and people were, you know, befriending me, and then, you know, some of the Trump people, and next thing I know, this thing is starting to grow, and then Facebook decides to shadow ban me and stop my numbers. I was reaching over 500,000 people a week. Now it's down to 25,000, but I'm hoping that this is going to change soon. But the reason I'm saying this is because I did not have a voice, and I didn't even have a vision. And then one came, and I would just like to encourage everybody to try and get involved. It could just be starting it could just be posting one quote a day or one little statement on your Facebook page about what do you think about this America. Or it could be maybe just having a group of college kids over, you know, to the house or meeting with your friends or having a phone conversation once a week. Get involved, and you never know where you're going to end up. That started for me in 2016. Now I'm doing a lot of radio shows. I've done a television show. You know, I'm speaking engagements, and I'm in the process now, Lord willing, of putting together a speaking tour to go around and speak about all of these issues around the country starting at late in December or next year. I'm looking to go into any state that anybody would want me for, a church, a civic organization, college campus, high school, to discuss, you know, God, family, country, constitution, and the socialist takeover of America that we must squelch. So I'm just saying, everybody, you can have a voice, but the key thing is you've got to start. If you don't start, I guarantee you nothing will happen. But if you start, you have no idea where you'll end up. I heard your story, Mark. You started. You took the first step, and look at where you are now.
You know, I was over at World Integrity News Network for a year and a half on Friday night. Me and James Bostic did Friday night for Bobby Biesinger. He's the man who created and started World Integrity News Network a long time ago. And we did a year and a half on Friday nights at 8 o'clock, starting at 7, from 7 to 8 or from 8 to 10. I forget now exactly the time slot. I got probably 120 shows or something, 150 shows over there at World Integrity News Network, you know, once a week. For a year and a half.
Isn't Bostic something? You know, when he does his show on Tuesday, I'm emailing him, you know, because Bostic is something. I love you guys. You guys are patriots, and you do it from the heart. And that's what I do. You do it from the heart because we care about this country. Before I became a Christian, before I became a follower of Jesus, I only cared about Gary Binford. But once I changed, I realized that God has put us in the greatest country in America, and because the founding fathers were under his auspice, they wrote a constitution that gives us freedom. That freedom comes through Jesus Christ. He broke all the bonds, not only of sin, but he broke all the bondages and bonds that even a nation could have. And any country that is birthed under God is going to be birthed in freedom. And that's what this country was birthed under. And once I realized and became a Christian, a follower of Jesus, that God had put us in the greatest country in the world with freedoms that no other country had, and I realized people were trying to take it away. I just had to do whatever I could do to engage in this battle, to get involved, engage, debate, edify, educate, and just do all I can do to try and help us save this country. Because I'm telling you, the Democratic Party, with the cover of the mainstream media, the disingenuous mainstream media, it's like all those old Westerns. If you remember the Westerns, there'd be a shootout, and the good guys would be shooting out with the bad guys or the outlaws, and somebody would say, "Cover me." And then they run out and try and hide behind another rock, but they're counting on you to cover and fire so the other side can't cover, can't shoot back. That's what the mainstream media is doing. This disingenuous media is bordering on treasonous because they are putting our national security at risk by lying about this president and by lying about what the left is doing. This is a socialist, Marxist, communist, whatever you want to call it, coup, and they are supporting it. They are giving the Democratic Party cover because they allow them to do and say whatever they want, and whatever President Trump or any Republican or conservative says, they twist, and if they report it at all. Okay, so this is why we have to do it ourselves, people. We have to take it to social media. You have to take it to your friends. Take it to your church, your civic organizations, where whatever your circle of influence is, you have one year now to get people educated and understanding what's going on here. And that's what my Nation Savers 2020 page on Facebook is equipped to do. I do a lot of the homework. I do a lot of the work. I'll post 5 to 6 to 7 times a day, and you can share these posts, and this will help you to not only edify you, but things you can pass along to others, pass along to your friends, because this is going to, and it's going to be, we're taking it to another level. It's going to be really power-packed. It's the truth. Everything I say is backed up by facts, and this can help you to get yourself prepared for this war. Strap on your chin strap and your helmet, because this is going to be a battle, and I'm telling you, they're not going to go down without a fight. We're going to have to put them down and crush them. And I don't mean crush them, with a mallet in the head, but this, they're going to have to be crushed in the avenue of ideas. We're going to have to out-debate them, and we're going to have to outwork them. And they can't win if we don't let them, because they don't have truth on their side. Make them defend their positions. Make them defend the Green New Deal. Make them defend socialism. Make them defend taking God out of the workplace, the government, the country. Make them defend getting rid of God, family, constitution, country, wanting to change and go socialist, become globalist. Make them defend abortion. Make them defend the same-sex marriage and all these things that they're pushing, and all their Green New Deals and all their – make them defend Elizabeth Warren's, $52 trillion health care plan. Make Bernie Sanders burn, baby, burn, make him – make these people defend their position, because they can't, because they don't have truth on their side.
Amen. Check it out. Ready? Here's another classic, ladies and gentlemen, that's fitting, because this really is a fight for freedom. Richie Havens, freedom.
Freedom, 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 freedom. Freedom,
you know what I'm saying? Pulling out all
yeah,
the plastic.
Yeah, Mark, Mark, people need to understand something. Freedom is not free. You have to fight to keep freedom, because the forces of darkness and the forces of evil will always come and try and put you in bondage, try and make you not free. Look at Europe. Look all around the world. Look at what's happened in Germany, what's happened in England. Look at parts of Africa. Just look what's happening in Venezuela. Look at Cuba. The people aren't free. They're not free. They're in bondage. They're in bondage because they bought into socialism. And the thing you have to understand, people do not look and accept the lure of what it looks like, the shiny object at the beginning. Hey, one abortion didn't look so bad maybe to some people, but now look at where we are. We're at infanticide. You understand what I'm saying? Socialism.
Killing. Making babies comfortable and then speaking to the mother to see what her decision is. While the baby's there, snuggled up in a blanket, warm and waiting. Well, if you can, you know, we can terminate it
right
now.
Right.
And do you think they would actually terminate that child? I think, no, they were going to take that baby away and do some other nefarious things. I don't think them late-term, born-on-the-table, alive abortions are really going to be abortions more than they're going to be another form of either organ donation, harvesting or adoption agency scams and child trafficking that goes without birth certificates, unregistered children, no record. Where do they go? They disappear. This kind of stuff's already happening. I believe there's baby mills pumping out little babies for these crazy pedophiles somewhere. Probably they got women trapped in a room somewhere, and they make them pregnant every year, and popping out these kids. Maybe who knows? Some of the things I heard, it's so demented. It sounds like a total tinfoil hat conspiracy. But would you be shocked if all of a sudden they came out and said, we found a baby mill. They got a bunch of girls in this place here, and they're popping out babies and they're selling them.
No, I wouldn't, Mark. No. It's sad. It's ungodly. You see, and the thing is, and the point I was trying to make, it started with Norma McCorvey, who died when she died recently. She died a pro-lifer, but she started this. And then, of course, the Marxists come in, and they make a movement out of it. And see, I just want everybody to understand, just look at where we are in this country. It didn't start here. It took 50, 75 years to get to the point of where we are. See, it started with prayer taken out of the school, and now God is out of the schools, the government, and the workplace. It started with one woman's abortion, and now they want infanticide. The point I'm trying to make is socialism, it starts in one place, and these kids that aren't old enough to know what's going on, and I'm talking about the college students and the high school students that think it's cool to support socialism, they're looking at all the goodies and the handouts, and what they're not looking at, they're not looking at, you know, Cuba, they're not looking at Venezuela, the Soviet Union, Africa, they're not looking at these countries and seeing how it eventually devastates you because, as Margaret Thatcher said, sooner or later you run out of other people's money. See, and they don't see the end of it. But here's the end. And all you have to do, people, is give them one line. Vlad Lenin, you know, that dictator from Russia from back in the early 1900s, he said the goal of socialism is communism. And that's all you have to know. It's going to start as socialism, but it's going to go to communism because when they get in power and then you realize you've been duped, you realize you've been snookered, you realize they pull the wool over your eyes, and now you look like Venezuela. Now the strong arm of force comes in to take over, to keep you from getting your government back, and then it's going to turn communist, and now you have no hope. Why? Number one, they take away your free speech. Listen carefully. And two, Mark, you know, guns are second. That's why Beto, he didn't lie. They need our guns because they need guns from private citizens, because that Second Amendment is to protect private citizens against tyrannical government. The Founding Fathers understood that if a bad government gets in again, we need to have some guns so we can take them on. We don't want them having military-type weapons while we have pea shooters, right? So that Second Amendment is to protect private citizens. That's why they want the guns. Hitler took the guns. Everybody took them. Mao, everybody. This is history, and this is why I say these millennials have itching ears. It's in the history books. They can read the account. They can see what happened in these countries if they really wanted to know. Unfortunately, they don't want to know. They're drinking the Marxist Kool-Aid. So what we have to do is go out and just talk to, edify, educate, and try and change the minds of whoever's willing to listen. People, if you just get one person, if you just get one kid, one adult, one woman, one man to see the light and change their vote, we will have a landslide. Because if you get one, they're going to go out and get one. And then that person's going to go out and get one. And that's what happened with Barack Obama. Somebody told somebody to vote for Barack Obama, then they went and told somebody why they should vote for Barack Obama, and it kept going on and on and on and on, and the first time just spiraled completely out of control. We have to outwork the left. They're activists. It's in their blood. This is what they do. They're community organizers. Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. This is a movement, people. We are fighting an anti-American movement, and we've got to fight force with force. Don't pick up a gun and shoot anybody, and please don't go out and punch somebody in the nose. That's not what I'm talking about. We have truth on our side. We have to get the word out.
Yep, and keep talking. It's
Mark,
so
I have
important.
To say one thing. I have to say one thing, okay? And we've done this. I thank you very much. The first couple times I've been on your show, we talked about the two agenda movies. Agenda Grinding America Down and Agenda Masters, Agenda 2, Masters of Deceit. If you go to my Facebook page, My Nation Savers 2020 on Facebook, the trailers to those movies, how you can see the trailers, are right up the top. I posted about these two DVDs. These DVDs will really help educate you, and you can pass them on to your liberal friends. But here's the big thing we need to know, because people are saying, what is wrong with our kids? I'm going to just read one quote from the DVD, Agenda 2, Masters of Deceit. This is the producer, Curtis Bowers, who is going around speaking about this socialist takeover of America, and this is 12 years ago. And he said, we showed the film Agenda. Then afterwards, as I was answering questions, a man stood up and said, I want to congratulate you on your research and how you found all the socialist communist influences that have changed America. My hat's off to you. And I said, thank you, sir. But then he stopped, and I could tell something was coming. He said, I want to tell you something. I'm a professor at this college. I am a communist, and we will win because we're taking all your children. And then he walked out. A woman in the front row who was crying said, how could he be at our little community college? And I said, ma'am, he's in every school in America. And that's what we're fighting, people. We're fighting the academia. We're fighting the mainstream media. We're fighting Hollywood. We're fighting the evangelical church that has been infiltrated by the Marxists to turn away from a pick up your cross and follow Jesus daily to a social justice type of religion. They've infiltrated every, they've taken over the labor unions, captured the Democratic Party. This is what we're fighting. And we got a president. We have a president who is taking them on head on. He's showing us how to battle. He's fighting this cultural Marxism, which they're trying to change our culture by changing the language. He's saying, no way, I'll say what I want. And if I'm telling you the truth about this, and I'm going to say it. If you don't like it, I'll say it louder. If you want to throw something at me, I'll throw it back at you twice as hard. He's showing us how to fight fire with fire. And the reason we needed this is because the Republican Party has always backed down. The left is so used to punching a Republican in the nose, and then we go hide in the corner. Okay? They always will back down. Shutting down the government, doesn't matter what it is. Just say, well, you're a racist. Or you shut down the government, you're a bad person. Or you're trying to – isn't it interesting? They talk about separating mothers from children coming across the borders illegally, and they're separating babies out of the womb from their mother, and they have no problem with that. They're full of – come on, give me a break. But the point I'm trying to make is President Trump is showing us how to fight these people. They're evil, folks. They really are. They're against God. They're against family. They're against country, and they're darn well against our Constitution because they can't have socialism unless they overturn it. So we have to take them on, get behind this president and support him and fight the way he's fighting. Just that doesn't mean you have to, you know, say the things he says. It just means understand the tactic of not backing down and speaking truth to power. And if we do this, we will win this election and save this country.
Yep. And I found another classic. It's very important, folks. That's why we started Amnesty Response Plan. Initially, it was started so that we can encourage people, look, you may have no money. You may be disabled and stuck at home. And you feel like you have no voice and you have no way to do anything. And you're voiceless and forgotten. And we said, no. You can get a pen and paper and write a letter. You can send an email. You can make a phone call. That simple. As long as you gotta keep on talking. Don't stop. It drives people crazy, but you have to get in the ears. If you're in a room of liberals and if you can get in the ear of one liberal and make them curious and go do a little research, you might be shocked to find that they go, holy crap, I had no idea. These guys are right. Look at this. Look at that. Wow. $500 million a year to fund abortion, 63 million plus babies killed since 1973. Planned Parenthood generally put into poor, depressed minority neighborhoods because Margaret Sanger said that they needed to, you know, put the abortion clinics in the African American neighborhood. I don't want to say what she said. It's crap and horrible what she said.
Yeah.
It's really terrible, and I don't want to repeat. No.
Yeah, you know, not only that, as you notice in most black neighborhoods, not only do you have Planned Parenthood, but there's liquor stores. Those two kind of roll together, you know,
right.
Like that they put things in an area, but that doesn't mean you have to go there. And see, and that's the thing, we need to educate. See, part of what I think, here's what I think part of the problem is. And Saul Alinsky, you know, who dedicated his book Rules to Radicals for Lucifer, and actually said he was looking forward to going to hell. But, you know, so I hope you're enjoying your stay there, Saul. But the thing he understood was community organizing, and that if you organize, and this is what Barack Obama was very good at, if you organize from the inside out, you can really, you know, make a lot of strides. So you go inside the community, and that's why you see all of these things happening inside of communities. You go inside of communities and you go in with your message. See, and the thing is, a lot of people who are Christian, a lot of people who are conservative, they're married, they have children, there could be two parents in the home, a lot of them, and they're into raising their families. They're into raising their families and making a living, while the other side is into overthrowing the nation. See, so it's going to take us out of our comfort zone to go to war, but you know, it's almost like we stopped what we were doing. This is before you and I, but we stopped what we were doing to take on Hitler, and we stopped what we were doing in Korea, and we stopped what we were doing for two world wars. You know, so this is a world war, people. This is a civil war. I hope you see this. I hope you see there's no middle ground. It's either people love Donald Trump or they hate Donald Trump. It's either people want socialism and they want to overthrow the Constitution, or they love the Constitution. That middle ground is shrinking, and that's our mission field. There are still the people I want to talk about for 1 minute, and those people are the Reagan-type Democrats, the Democrats that still think the Democratic Party is the Democratic Party of John Kennedy. And the people who could kind of go a little bit on the John Kennedy side or a little bit on the moderate Republican side and thinking you can stay in the middle. See, they want to try and make Joe Biden look like a moderate Democrat. Look at what's happened. They've hijacked that party. You know, between Warren, Burn Baby Burn Sanders, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that party has gone so far left that Joe Biden's even sounding now like Bolshevik Joe Biden. He has no choice. So Bolshevik Joe Biden. Right? So for people, see, the people we can get are that the ones that are still independents, and they're dwindling because the last 3 years of Donald Trump has basically forced them to choose a side. But there are still some out there. And this is what I want you to consider about what people think about the Democratic Party of JFK. In the movie, again, I want to go one more time to Agenda Masters of the Sea, Trevor Luden, who wrote a book called The Enemies Within. This is what he said about the Democratic Party.
He had him on the show.
Yeah, I know. Outstanding. You know, and he nailed this. And he said, "This you need to understand this, people, because you got to understand the middle doesn't exist anymore, and here's why. And now the Marxists, through the unions, have completely taken over the higher reaches of the Democratic Party. This is in the DVD, Agendas 2, Masters of the Sea. You've got all of these loyal Democrats out there, good patriotic people, who still think they're voting for Harry Truman and JFK. Look, by the standards of today, do you think Harry Truman or JFK would have a chance in today's Democratic Party? Those guys today would probably be in the Tea Party. Yet their party is now run by communists, and all these loyal Democrats all over this country are still voting on party lines and basically voting for Marxists and anti-Americans because they do not understand their party has been taken over. Here's how the party is taken over. What'd you say?
You know what? President Obama had them all snowed. They all thought he was a JFK Democrat. Hope. Change. And they were all like, wow, that sounds amazing. Hope and change. I didn't say anything good about it until he won the election. I was like, well, he's portraying hope and change. Let's see what happens, all right? So I didn't vote for the guy. I didn't like the guy. And then I watched 4 years go by, and I was like, holy crap. Then he got elected again. What? And that's the birth of Patriot Nation Radio, is he got elected a second time, and I couldn't believe it after what we just all witnessed. 4 years of American destruction, kissing the rings and bowing to foreigners, unlike anybody before, like a subject to the Saudi prince or something like that. It was astonishing. Going on a apology tour. We're sorry. The world's problems are our fault. We give in. We're sorry. What?
And he told us what his hope and change was. He told us, and the big, you know, all you needed to know about Barack Obama was that one time when he was in Ohio, and Joe the plumber, Joe Wurzenberger, I think his name is, and he was asking Obama, right, and he said, well, I want to spread the wealth around. That's socialism. So here is his hope and change, and this is my final statement I want to make from this movie. This is still Trevor Luden, because he's saying, okay, the Democrats have been taken over. They're no longer the party of Kennedy. They're Marxists. Here's how they changed the party. And this is what Barack Obama did. The Marxists set a policy. It might be socialization of student loans or green jobs or cap and trade, car checks, a new START treaty with Russia or Obamacare or immigration amnesty. They're behind the campaign to end fracking. They're behind the gutting of your military. They're behind the dumbing down of your schools and Common Core. All of these programs that are affecting every American every day are being orchestrated by small Marxist groups who have been able to take over the labor movement in this country, and by doing that, they took over the Democratic Party and are now running the country. We had 8 years of that. The election of Donald Trump jammed the brakes on, and you can see the Democrats have gone absolutely apoplectic, ballistic over it. We've got to stop them.
When I worked for IBEW, Local Number 3, New York City, and when I got in, it was the E Division. We were the manufacturing division. I didn't work in the city. We had a plant out on Amityville, Long Island, and we made electrical equipment that we send in to the electricians who then worked in the buildings and put the electricity in. And when I was getting that job, the plant manager at the time, Rich, actually told me to be in this shop. To be in this union, you have to register as a Democrat. I said, what? And at that time, I wasn't really overly politically involved. It's a long time ago. It's like 1997. I still was kind of just grasping onto things, like, you know, and starting to pay attention a little bit. And I said, okay, but I can't vote for that. And I was saying that back then, in 97 and 98. Going, holy crap, what? I have to be a Democrat to get into this union? What the hell is that crap? And then they take union dues, right?
Yep.
They take your union dues, and whether you like it or not, they support the party that you don't want them to support. They're taking your money, And it's just like the federal government supplying $500 million to Planned Parenthood. You don't want your tax dollars going there. So you inadvertently, against your own will, are supporting abortions, and you have no say. Thank goodness we have a president who's now slashing this and putting a stop to that. But there's certain things that, you know, that I think there should be a checklist. Where do you want your tax money to go? And you should be able to pick infrastructure, Social Security benefit, VA support, things that you want to support, Second Amendment. My taxes should go to fixing the traffic lights and the roads and making sure my schools are good. That's
absolutely
where I want. I don't want it. And then if someone, they want to support abortion, they can put a check mark in abortion. And then I don't have to support the things that go against my Christianity and my morals and my beliefs. But we inadvertently are funding all this crap that we hate, and we have no say. And it's like, oh, my goodness. Thank God the Lord is a great being, and he understands that we're not actually doing it. I believe, but hey, when you're praying and you're praying for yourself, God forgive me for paying taxes that support this crap. But you have to, they make you pay. Our forefathers went to war over 3% tax hike on tea, for crying out loud. We're getting taxed to death and supporting abortion, infanticide, and we hate it. We don't want no part of it, but that's what we're getting. But I got to wrap up this show, Gary, so give out all your website information and everything so people can connect with you.
Had a great time with you, Mark, as always. Thanks for having me on. My page is Nation Savers 2020 on Facebook. It's on Facebook. It's Nation Savers 2020. If you go on the page, if you like what you see, click like and click follow, and you will get the daily post. Also, I'm on Facebook, Gary Binford, BINFORD, as in Ford, as in faith. And you can befriend me. And this is what I do. This is all I do. And I'm really looking to take it to a higher level for this next year, because I treasure and value my freedom. Mark, thank you very much for having me on. God bless you. You're a great American.
Don't leave yet. I just want to introduce you real fast. You've been in listening to the show all night. The old patriotic friend back in the day, the World Integrity Network days, when I started out with James on Friday night. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Tint, what's happening, Bill?
What's going on, guys?
Gary,
I was talking with Mark earlier about you, and he was telling me how much he admired you. And listening to you talk about how much you admire him, I think it's amazing that you guys have common grounds and common beliefs in what we need in the country. And definitely abortion has got to go, without a doubt. I mean, in some states now they have legalized abortion at 8.5 months. That's crazy. That's not abortion. That's murder.
Thank you.
I definitely support that. I don't have a pen or anything to write down your website, but I'll get it from Mark, and we can talk a little bit more. And as far as Trump, I think he's doing a great job. I mean, since the Reagan era, I don't think we've had any president that wasn't involved in a scandal that everybody in the world was talking about impeaching. Now we got one president that's doing the right thing, doing everything he said he was going to do, and they want to impeach him for it.
Phil, I want to say one thing. Thank you. Your comments are spot on. Here's another reason we've got to reelect President Trump. He's an outsider. He's trying to clean up the Washington establishment and the swamp. If the left and the establishment and these people are able to get him out of there, if they can get him out of there, it'll end. They'll understand. If we can get a guy like Donald Trump, who's as strong-willed and as strong as he is, we can get any Republican to destroy him. We're fighting for the party, too, the Republicans, conservatives. If they can bring this man down and knock him around and get him out of there, then they're going to say they have no chance anymore, because we'll just go after the next guy, lie, cheat, and steal, and get him out of there. So we've got to win this battle.
Right.
Yeah.
And Trump has the support. He has the power. He has the money. And he's got a lot of secrets that people don't even know. A lot of things that he hasn't even pulled out of his pocket yet to throw down on the election. I'm sure of it,
right,
because he's a last-minute guy a lot.
Hey,
Bill,
you know what I got?
So right, and he knows where a lot – don't forget, he used to be a liberal. He knows where a lot of their skeletons are buried.
Hey, check this out. I got a gentleman who just left out of the Trump rally in Kentucky on the line right now.
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Outside the arena in Kentucky, right after the Trump rally this evening, Sean Sampson. What's happening, Sean? Say hello to Will and Gary. They're on the line right now.
Hey,
how's it going on, Sean?
How are you all doing?
Doing fine.
Good.
Hope you had a great time.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. It was, I would say, pretty close to about 20,000 people showed up. It was filled almost to the brim.
And it's been common
at
all the time. What was the electricity inside like? What were the people like? It was it like just like fire? Like, oh, my God, this is amazing. How was it?
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. You could not have – the words can't even express. Hold on 1 second. Yes, sir.
Yeah, be on the street. Pull over in the gas station.
Okay, all right.
Relief, we'll let you know.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I pulled out of a parking lot, and apparently I guess the motorcade's coming through, so I have to pull into the driveway of a gas station. Sorry about that.
While he's pulling in, Mark, I want to say one thing while he's pulling in, because he just reminded me of something. Remember I told people at the beginning of this broadcast, start, just get involved because you never know where it's going to take you. Back in the early 80s, twice, I interviewed Donald Trump when he was the owner of the New Jersey Generals football team. I was writing sports for Newsday. I interviewed him twice. Little did I know I was interviewing a president.
You might hear some loud sirens. It's going to be the president's cavalcade coming through.
Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, right from the rally in Kentucky, you will hear the noise in the motorcade of the president driving past our guest just inside the venue. Sean Sampson. He's going to be joining us Thursday. We're going to talk about do people's First Amendment rights extend to them after they go in the grave. That'll be Thursday. And we've come up with some great ideas and what the real deal is. And it can under certain circumstances. And we'll talk about that this Thursday as Sean's father is buried in a national cemetery and he's fighting an issue. And we're going to talk about it this Thursday, 8 p.m. So, Sean, are you pulled over? Can you talk real fast? Because I got to wrap up show. Before the rally, you felt maybe one way. After the rally, maybe you feel another way. How do you feel now that you've actually been to the rally? Is there a before and after feeling as far as
I'll tell you what. The before I went in, you know, I was, you know, always a little skeptical of things because, you know, you only get to see what you see on TV. But as soon as I got to walk in and actually see the amount of people that showed up to support our president, it was just mind-blowing. I mean, and so many people, I mean, the governor here in Kentucky, I guess, took care of because our police are out in numerous numbers. They're doing a great job down here, and I cannot thank them enough for everything that they've done to help keep us safe. Because there was some protesters came down here. Earlier they had one down. Protest rally with the big stupid baby Trump thing up there, and it was kind of funny because here we come piling out about 20,000 of us, and there's like 20 of them sitting there just whining and complaining. And I said, you know what? Here's a good idea. Why don't you open up a dictionary book and see where look up the term communism and see what that does for a country. See how that stands. Why don't you look up the term socialism? See what that does for a country. Matter of fact, why don't you go look at Venezuela right now? That'll give you a good example of what socialism does to a country.
I was just going to say, you notice you don't see anything about Venezuela in the news anymore because they don't want the millennials and those who want socialism and communism to see what the result is. So they get squashed out of the news.
They're taking all that out of education now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they are. They're taking a lot out of our history books. They're rewriting our national history, and it's disgusting what they're doing to our country.
How do you change history?
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense. Sean, how do you go to this rally and forget to tell me you're going?
Bubba, I literally found out about it a day ago. Like we got it all gone through, but for some reason it didn't get sent to my phone. The tickets got sent to my wife's phone, so I was just happy enough to get them and be able to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, I've got to wrap this up. Sure, we're going to do a show Thursday about the First Amendment rights and how far they extend to us. Do they reach to us even after we pass on and we are in the ground? We're going to talk about that this Thursday, folks. It's a very important topic. It's something that, wow, you know, it struck a chord with me when I actually thought about it. So it's going to be quite interesting. We need you to tune in this Thursday, 8 p.m., right after A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostic, starting at 7. Right on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Say that 5 times fast, folks. I can do it pretty good.
I didn't say it 1 time fast.
What was the first word?
www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. There you go. There you have it, folks. There you got it. But don't miss out. Don't miss the show. Get tuned in. You also want to catch Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, A Conservative Perspective. These are 2 nights a week. And if you don't like me, the show comes on at the same time as me. My good friend Pastor Sylvester Bland out of San Diego, California, UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us. I love his show. I used to promote it all the time. And every once in a while, I still pull it out and remind people that there's another great show on right now. If you don't like me and my ugly mug, he's got a good show. It's really good. He's building churches without walls. He's preaching the word of the Lord. He is Pastor Sylvester Bland of the United Saints of America at www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us.
That takes and a great man, Mark. That takes
absolutely
a great man to say, if you don't like me, like him.
And I forgot one other person, my good friend Paul over at patriotshit.com. Check this out. All right, folks, I got to do this right here. This is the Star Spangled Banner. As
there you go.
By our good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on Mission, Storyteller Edition. If you don't have that record, get that record. Here it is. It's the National Anthem, performed by Dave Bray. Please rise. This is here at Patriot Nation. We rise to the flag and we kneel at the cross.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to turn the call off.
I didn't know we were allowed to sit. I've been standing this whole time.
Thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight to the Patriot Nation Radio Show, because without you, there is no show. So good night. God bless you. God bless America. And say a prayer for our president. He's kicking ass and taking names. So we meet again Thursday night at 8 o'clock right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Good night. God bless you and God bless America.